Hello, thank you everybody for being here to learn about Simcha. And you might say, wait, this is a bitachon vad. But we do know already that our goal, our objective is to be happy, joyous people, at least as much as we can. If we arrive at that level of bitachon and emunah, then we're able to be besimcha. And as we know, the Orchos Tzaddikim, the main vehicle for our learning, contains his study of bitachon and Amunah inside the Shar HaSimcha. Today we're going to be talking about, and I'm calling this Simcha or Bitachon 101, because this is number 101, Baruch Hashem. And thank you so much for supporting and being here. Today it is Yud Beis Sivan, Tavshin Pei Daled, June 18th. And this should be for Refuah Shleima for my dear friend Chaim David Ephraim Ben Chana, and also Refuah Shleima for Elisheva Esther Shifra Nechama. And when we learn about joy, a person might say, why do I need to learn how to be besimcha? Or why do I need to learn what joy is about? We know that in the beginning of the Mesilas Yesharim, written by Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, he says, Hu mashta Omar Shlomo. We'll read a little bit of this. Shlomo HaMelech told us in Mishlei, Perek Beis, Pasuk Daud and Pasuk Hei, Im tibakshenu kakosa, if you will seek it like silver, the hamatmonim tach pesena, and you will search after it. You will seek it and search for it like hidden treasures. What is that it? Oz tavin yiras Hashem. Then you will understand the fear of Hashem. That shows us, says the Maseiros Yesharim, that yiras Hashem needs study. It needs exploration. Harei lecha, the Maseiros Yesharim says, behold to you, I see from here, shelo havin hayira, that in order to understand what it means to fear Hashem. And of course, included in Yiras Shamayim is Simcha. Remember the pasuk you said in Hallel? Yirei Hashem, bitchu v'Hashem. The only ones who can really trust in Hashem and have Simcha are those who fear Hashem. Tzarech levakesh osa. One needs to seek it, to search after it. Takesef, like something precious, like a commodity, like silver. And to seek it out, kamat monim, like hidden treasures. It also reminded me about the pasuk that it says in Parshat Shoftim, in Sefer Devarim, in Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Tes. We know that the Melech has to write a Sefer Torah, and possibly two, depending if he has one already. And the Torah says, imo, the Sefer Torah will be with him. The Korabo Kol Yemei Chayav, and he'll read in it all the days of his life. Laman Yilmad LeYira Es Hashem, in order that he will learn to fear Hashem. The Bali Musar jump on this pasuk and say that shows us that nidos, character qualities and traits, are a science. They need to be learned. LeYira Es Hashem Elokav, the king needs to learn to fear Hashem, his God. Nishmor is called Divrei HaTorah Hazos, even though he's the epitome of a Yirei Shamayim, but an Eved Hashem, hopefully, in order to become a Melech, ideally, that's what he's supposed to be. So the Torah says here in Parshas Shoftim, in the Parshas HaMelech, so that he'll learn to fear Hashem. Nishmor is called Divrei HaTorah Hazos, to observe all the words of this Torah, the Sachukim Ha'ele, and these statutes, La'asosam, to do them. Reminds me of a story. During the 9 years that I had the zechus to learn at Rabbi Wein's yeshiva in Muncie, it was Mesifta years and also 5 years of Beis Medrash and the Smicha program. In the middle, for a short time, I learned in the Passaic yeshiva under Rav Meir Stern Shlita. And in that yeshiva, there were literally gedolim and sons of gedolim learning there. And I once said to one of them, I was marveling, I was just blown away, dazzled by his yedios, his expertise. That's knowledge of Torah at his age of probably 19 or 20. And I said to him, how do you know so much? And he said to me 4 words, you learn, you know, you learn, you know. And I said to myself, I want to learn because I want to know. And that's what we're going to do today. A person might say, I know how to be besimcha. Then I realize that I don't know how to be besimcha, because even though we are studying Emunah and Bitachon with all their intricate details, but there's also the science of Simcha. And I came up with, and I noticed, there are at least 6 terms used in the Tanakh for Simcha, and I'm going to start to learn those with you and their definitions based on the Malbim. Why am I doing this? because in order to have a rich and profound appreciation for what it is to serve Hashem b'simcha, and that it is within our reach, the ability to do it, the satisfaction that a person has from reaching a level of simcha, we need to see at least six terms that are used in the Tanakh, and the Orach HaTzaddikim is going to also utilize them, and that's why for sure we need to know them. And then every time one of them comes up, we'll be able to remember, oh yes, that's a unique aspect of simcha. The six terms I came up with, let's see, while you're right here, can you think of six different words that mean simcha somehow? You can think about that. We're going to give you a few seconds for that. Let's see how many you came up with. Okay, we have, of course, simcha. We have gila. Oh, I know you're thinking of what we say in the Sheva Brachot. Ditza, tedva, sason. And what about aliza? Aliza also is an important word. So we're going to start exploring today, and it will take more than one session, almost for sure. Try to leave no stones unturned as we explore simcha. The first and most common term is simcha. Sin, mem, tet. What does the Malbim say about that? I'm just going to say the English for most of it. I have the Hebrew Malbim in front of me. You might say, is there a text that puts all six of these together? No. What I did was I combed the Malbim, Sfarim, for all these shrushim, these roots, and then I literally cut and taped them onto one page that I have in front of me. It's all on one page right there. What does simcha mean? The difference between simcha and the other terms of joy is, what does simcha mean? Simcha expresses what he calls simcha lebayis, very unusual adjective, but it means heartfelt joy. Joy in the heart, in the emotions, inside, panimis. So the first point about simcha is that it's inside the person. What does it have to do with the bitachon vat? Well, this is our goal, to feel inner simcha, not just superficial, surface, skin-deep simcha. It's to actually experience this joy, to meet this. So he uses three adjectives. It's lebayis, it's in the heart, in the emotions. Panimis, it's inside the person, it's internal. Timidis, and it's also constant. Now, one word about the word timidis. When I was a waiter in Camp Manova for 3 summers, when I was a teenager, I heard from very great people teaching Torah, Marbitze Torah, Gedolin. One of them was Rabbi Lipa Geldworth. He was the learning director of Camp Manavu at that time. And he once said the definition of tamid. I remember in speaking to the whole camp, he said, what's a masmid? Because there was a masmidim program. We all want to meet masmidim in Torah. What's a masmid? Oh, it's like the carbon tamid. Is the carbon tamid brought all day, every second, incessantly? No, the Torah calls it a carbon tamid. Tamid is, it's one lamb in the morning and one in the afternoon. How can you call that tamid? It's consistent. It's dependable. That's what tamid is. It's something you can count on that's going to always be there. So this term simcha, the Malbim says, is heartfelt. It's internal. And it is dependable. It's an emotion that I can draw from at the proper times and I can experience. Maybe it will be constant, because you have to admit that the word tamid can also mean constant and unceasing in some contexts. But in what type of experience or thing is this joy, says the Malbim, bedavar ha-mesameach ha-ragil uva b'tamidus. It's something that regularly makes a person happy and ecstatic. Es yetiv libo uzmano. When a person is experiencing positive emotions, that is the main definition of simcha, the main content. Number two, gila. So he right away tells you, well, there's another term called gila. This is number two out of six. Not bad, right? A gila, v'esmucha. What's the gila? A gila, be'es hischadsha ha'yeshua. So gila is celebration. Gila is an emotion that comes. And I'd like to acknowledge my wife's wisdom. She said, it looks like the word gal, which is like a wave. That is exactly how the Malbim describes it. There are waves of emotion that we experience. When something occurs that exalts my emotion, so to say, it promotes a positive emotion, that's called gila. The way the Malbim describes it, it's kedai to hear the text. O gila be'es hischatcha ha-yeshua. When a new salvation comes up, and we experience them all the time, Ve'etmach achar kach v'tmidus. First I'll celebrate, and then I'll rejoice. The celebration is the gal, the agila. So the gila is like this wave of joy that comes, and I should acknowledge that. In modim this morning, I was thinking to myself, I better have kavana in modim more and more, because it's neglected sometimes in Shmoneh Esrei. It's for what Hashem has and always does for us. I shouldn't always just be crying and asking for what I think I need and what I think I'm lacking. We have to remember at least to give equal treatment to the Hodah. Well, there are Yeshuas that are happening all the time. We won't again mention that 8,409,600 breaths per year. Each of those should be cause for Gila. That's a wave of joy. So he says there's a hischachus, there's a renewal. There's something novel that happens to me that is positive. And that is the Gila. And then what that does is triggers a more constant, dependable, and unceasing joy. Nogila batchila, the gila pisomis, says the Malka. Sudden joy is the gila, the celebration. V'achar kach, v'nismucha b'shuaso. So remember, we have nogila, v'nismucha b'shuaso. We will acknowledge, we will internalize the wave, the gal, the nogila, like my wife explains, explaining the word nogila. And then we'll rejoice. You notice how many times it says Nogila v'nismacha, and there are many examples. He also elaborates and says Yismach Yisrael ba'osa. B'nei Yisrael will rejoice in its creator. That's Simchas Olam, the constant joy. But B'nei Tzion, who will see his chachus of Hashem's kingship, his melucha, mechudesh es tamid, he's explaining certain psukim, then that's Yogilu v'malkam. That's another pasuk. Yismach Yisrael ba'osav, B'nai Tzion, Yogilu v'malkam, because these B'nai Tzion in that context are referring to people who see constant new Yeshuos, waves and spurts of joyous catalysts that cause them to be B'simcha. And that's what Gila is. He really goes to town with this. He brings many psukim about it. But there's more, another concept here, another aspect. Somach libi, there's a pasuk that he quotes, my heart is rejoiced. This is something that has to be paid attention to. What is one source of this inner joy? It's when a person is in control. We're going to see that in the Aruch HaSadikim later. When a person is in control of himself or herself, has a handle on what he or she is doing and knows he or she should be doing, that is a source of simcha. That's again inside my heart, he says. That's the internal, heartfelt, constant or consistent joy, because the person is misgaber al hayetzer. I can control what I'm doing in order to serve Hashem. That's what true freedom is. We know emancipation from the Yetzirah. Then yogel kavodi, but there's another pasuk. It says samach libi. My heart has rejoiced. Alashen of simcha. So that's the constant or consistent overpowering the Yetzirah, falling if we fall and getting up again. Falling, getting up again. That's also Tamid. Remember we said Tamid means the carbon Tamid? It's once in the morning, once in the afternoon. Well, that could be the same thing here. There are times Seva Yipot Tzadik become, but that's still considered Tamid. It's consistent because I know that I'm going to try to get up again after I fall. That's also a source of Simcha. That's also consistency. But Yogel Kavodi, and there's a pasuk that says, remember, Yogel is a lashon of a spurt of joy. It's a wave of joy. My honor. We know that kavodi. What does kavodi mean? Man yizamerecha chavod. In order that kavod will sing to you. What's kavod? We say that in Mizmor Shir Chanukah Bayis Ladav, correct? What's kavodi? You got it. Kavodi hu hanefesh. So why does it say v'yogel kavodi? Remember, that's a lashon of celebration at a hischachus, a new salvation, a spurt of joy. That is hanefesh. When it experiences novel, new levels, time after time, climbing, going from strength to strength, and each time it will rejoice in a celebratory rejoicing. Remember the sudden one, or the one that comes periodically from new experiences of joy. So we took care of two of them now, Simcha and Gila. And guess what he's going to do now? The Malvim addresses Ditza. That's the third one I said we're going to talk about. Ditza is almost an elusive term. Ein lo rea. He says the word Ditza, when you find it in a pasuk, it's super rare. It has no friend, meaning usually that means there's only one occurrence or it's extremely rare. Behu inyan simcha balashan hatargum. So first the Malbim says that ditza is joy, but it is in an Aramaic usage of the word for joy. Ditza is an Aramaic word. But then he goes ahead and explains what it means. Vinyano, hefech hada'ava. Now the word da'ava, he spells dalet, aleph, beis, hey. It's a word that comes up periodically. It means languish or weariness or sadness. He says ditza is the opposite of that languish, weariness, or depression. But he brings a pasuk. Kamo ulafanav tadut dava. In front of him will somehow dance away the languish or weariness. Rotzalomar, lo yisra'e bo dava me'eza davar. So what is the presence of ditza? The presence of the emotion of ditza is the evicting, the chasing away of dava. And his lashon, he says, is ki hadava tadut lifana. What will happen? The sadness will skip or dance away. So in essence, term number three, after simcha and gila, this is ditza. Ditza has to do with an action. It has to do with a replacement of one emotion for another. All of these are necessary. That's why we're learning them. They're all different ingredients for a full, well-rounded sameach, a person who rejoices in avodas Hashem. So there are times where we need to give attention to the presence of a negative emotion like depression and insert something positive, and that will cause the negative emotion to skip or dance away. Like, goodbye, it's been real. Goodbye, depression. Maybe, hopefully, won't see you again and have a nice trip. That's what ditza is. That's what he says. Tadutz dava. So it's almost as if the word ditza isn't itself a lashon of simcha, although he did say it's an inyan of simcha, b'lashon atargum. It's more like the chasing away, the banishment of sadness. That's what ditza is. It's very active. It's flying. It's running away of the sadness. That's what ditza is. So the resulting positive emotion is called ditza. Baruch Hashem, we've looked at simcha, gila, and ditza. And now there's another one. I don't know why, but I think it might be my favorite one. You'll see why. Chedva. What about chedva? There are people named chedva. Can anybody think of a pasuk in the Torah where it says a person experienced chedva? Yes, I know why you're not thinking of this if you're not, because Rashi says chidudin chidudin. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Vayichad Yisro. So it says Yisro rejoiced, like chedva. It doesn't say vayisma. It doesn't say vayogel. It certainly doesn't say a lashon of ditza. It says lashon of vayichad. And at least one of the Rishonim on that page of Chumash says that it means chedva. So what is chedva? Difference between chedva and other terms of simcha, says the Malbim, is that chedva mitzayin simcha penimit. Oh, wait, it sounds like the same as simcha, doesn't it? He said before that simcha was penimis, it was internal. No, there's way more to this one. It's penimis, so in that way it's similar to simcha, but it's ruchnius, it's spiritual. Hamiskaberes al etev achitzoni. There's the difference right there. Kedva is the lashon of hiskabrut. Now you're thinking, wait, wasn't that ditza? No. Ditza was chasing away the sadness, chasing away the da'ava, and having joy. That was ditza. This one is overpowering, conquering depression. There's a difference between conquering, subduing, controlling on one hand, and chasing it away on the other hand. And there are different situations where each one is appropriate. And a person can know that with Torah guidance, with guidance from one's Rebbe, one's Chavrusas, one's Svarim. So the Balbim continues and explains, we need a Gabrus, we need to be brave. We need to be powerful in order to go ahead and take control. We're supposed to be in control of our emotions as much as possible. When emotions are out of control, we cannot be a proper Eved Hashem. So what is this Hiskabrus? It says, Al Teyatzlu. Let's look at this pasuk. Now, Nehemiah and Ezra Nehemiah, at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, the second commonwealth, we know that the Jews were depressed, big time. That's a great understatement. So Ezra, Nehemiah, and the people trying to rebuild not just the physical base of Mikdash, but the spiritual edifice of self-esteem and spiritual positivity and emotional positivity among the Jews. At the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, they said to the Bnei Yisrael, the Al-Te'atzvu, don't be depressed. Don't be sad. Because the joy of Hashem is your strength, it's your power. The power we have is to be besimcha. That's what they were told, the people who were so depressed when they came to build the second Beis HaMikdash. It's Nehemiah Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud. What was going on? So Ezra, Nehemiah, and the Levim said to the populace, people were very sad because of their averos. They were depressed. So we're learning not to be depressed because of our averos. Listen to what Nehemiah, Ezra, and the Levim said. They all te'otzvu and do not be sad. Do not be depressed. Don't be downcast. No. Because the joy of Hashem is your power. It's your strength. What does it really mean? Oz v'chedva bimkomo. There's another pasuk. It says power and joy are in his place. Did you notice a similarity? The pasuk in Nehemiah, it says chedvas Hashem hima'u zachem, a language of oz. We're talking about power now. We're talking about resolve and determination to be besimcha. This is what chedva is about. It's its own personality when it comes to simcha. It's the struggle that requires strength. Look at the second pasuk. Oz v'chedva b'makomo. It seems to go together with strength, doesn't it? With power, with almost positive braveness, what the Sefer Hasidim called azus di kedusha. Oz is like the word az, impudent, brazen, insensitive, all in a positive way. Insensitive to the Yetzirah and to the things that make me upset and that deter me and derail me. I will have azus de kedusha. That's oz. So that means that the emotion called chedva, what aspect of simcha is that? It's the hiskabrus, when we have to overpower the positive emotions have to overpower the negative. Amru hazal kan bebate gavoy v'kan bebate baroy. Quoting you what the Malbim says, the Chazal said, here's in the bate gavoy, in the inner places, v'kan bebate baroy. Here's in the outer places. What is that supposed to mean? Babate baroy is bechi va'etzev. And the outside and the external, that's bate baroy. We know the lesson of brisa. You know, a brisa means outside because it's outside. It's Tanoic literature that was said outside Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's base medrash, where the 4,186 Mishnayos were. But the word brisa or baroy means outside. You know, when you sing Friday night in Karibon, the chevas baroy, those are the wild animals of the outside. So the bate baroy, I was just showing you references to explain this word baroy. The Aramaic lashon of bar can mean outside. So what's going on outside? Outside, there are external stimuli. There are deterrents. There are distractions that make me depressed. They could. That's Berki va'atzev. On the outside, there could be crying, there could be sadness. It's natural. We're human beings. There are things that make us cry, and they make us sad and despondent. Shemora al hamatas hashefa. That shows on a lack of bounty or positive emotions. Avo babate gavoy. This, by the way, this is the inner working of what chedva is about. Now we're learning about chedva. Babate gavoy, in the inside department, so to say. Oh, v'chedva. There's strength. There's rejoicing. There's ecstasy. Hisigbar hachedva hapanimis al etzav hachitzone. That's the essence of what chedva is about. That the inner joy, the inner celebration, that's called chedva hapanimis, will overpower, should be allowed to overpower, should be harnessed to overpower the etzav hachitzone, the external sadness. So many things could make us sad. So many things could make us anxious and depressed. That's where chedva comes in. We need to activate chedva powers totally. We have that in our ability because the inner wellspring of emotions, we have a neshama. That neshama is only positive. It's pure. And that can constantly overpower. And then he brings in Yisro. What happened with Yisro? Was Yisro purely joyous? No. Yisrael had mixed emotions. Anybody remember why? That's right. He had converted, even though we all converted on Har Sinai, but he wasn't even a descendant of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And it says, Vayichad Yisrael. Yisrael, well, it comes from Midian, okay? So we won't get into his lineage. But let's put it this way. He was called the epitome of a ger, so to say, without getting into everything that's technical regarding his pedigree. But the point is, Vayichad Yisrael, what's going on, says the Malbim. In his dazzling brilliance, the Malbim notices there's a struggle here. And that's what Chedva is all about. Chedva is the way to overpower. Hochichu gamken shohoya shom gam etzev. You're talking about mixed emotions. He had devastating feelings of sadness, of melancholy, the yogon, all types of sorrowful feelings of Avdan Mitzrayim, because the Egyptians had been destroyed. He felt for them much more than the B'nai Yisrael did. He identified with them. He came from that side of the world, philosophically and religiously, so to say. But you know what was so great about Yisrael? They don't always notice this about him. Vayichad Yisrael. He experienced and allowed his chedva to be predominant. He allowed his simcha pnimis, which is the chedva we're discussing now, that's Vayichad Yisrael, to overpower that sadness that he was experiencing. We all have mixed emotions. Batzalas Yisrael v'tovasam. He looked for the good. I have mixed emotions. Every day we have them. Hopefully not too dramatic and hopefully manageable. But there are days we feel, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I feel anxious. But you know what? We can do what Yisro did. Vayichad Yisro. That's why we have Chumash, to learn how to act. He allowed and he facilitated that his inner joy would overpower that external sadness and depression. What happened to the Egyptians? Ah, but look at the good stuff. Hashem saved B'nai Yisrael. Oh, Vayichad Yisro. So he rejoiced. But he was able to take charge of his emotions. And that's what Chedva means. Today we talked about Simcha, which is that inner, heartfelt, constant or consistent joy. We talked about Gila, which is the waves, the spurts of salvation that come and they raise our level of joy so that we can experience the Simcha, which is more consistent and constant. We talked about Ditza, which is chasing away, running away of negative emotions. And we talked about Chedva, which is the ability to overpower, to allow our inner selves of positivity to overpower the external negativity. Emirat Hashem will continue with two more. And you might remember that's going to be Sasson and Aliza, Emirat Hashem, next week. Thank you so much for learning with us and have a wonderful week.